The latest poll shows Obama 47, Romney 45. It's all about the numbers, isn't it? We're 40-plus days until November 6th, October 3rd, the first presidential debate. There will be three. What do you like to think you might hear from these debates that could rock your world, America, and make you change your mind, perhaps, or make you get excited about the election, or do something that gets a rise out of you? I wonder how many people will be tuned in, especially for the first one. We know so much will focus on the economy. Are we going to hear anything different that we don't hear individually in states like Pennsylvania, stumping for votes because it's a big state, it's a swing state, or Ohio or Florida, or any of the things that you hear here on America Tonight? We play you little snippets of sound from Barack Obama, the Prez, or Mitt Romney, or Paul Ryan, or what's happening on the campaign trail. Here's what they're saying. Here's what happened, that kind of thing. Will we shake everything up in our worlds when we hear those debates? You know, the 20 debates during the Republican primary were interesting because the numbers were so high. Lots of people tuned in. And to me, that said a couple of things. One, people were thirsting for something different and they couldn't get enough. Or they thought it was a train wreck and they were waiting to see what was going to happen next because so much news turned over. And that would be part of what was in the debates. Or something nasty would come out about one of the candidates. And that was going to put them on the spot if, in fact, they were going to be part of the debate, or they were ultimately going to drop out, like the Rick Perry dropping out or Herman Cain dropping out or any of the others who eventually decided that that was it. They were done. Romney's not done yet, but will he be toast on November 7th? The Democrats think this is going to be close. They're telling their closest associates, don't think that this is in the bag. Remember Jimmy Carter and Ronald Reagan. That's what they keep saying in closed circles. Remember Carter. Remember Carter. But this is a much different time and a much different election, I think, than Jimmy Carter trying to be reelected and Ronald Reagan coming in. The issues were different then, although the economy is always a big concern, but now it's larger than life. It's not just big, it's larger than life because it's our lives. It affects our lives. Are you going to be tuned in? Are you going to be watching it? Are you going to be paying attention to what happens in the debate? Will this fuel your fire to maybe change your mind on who you were going to vote for, or change your mind and get you to go out and vote? For the first time in my life, I could tell you in my own unscientific poll. I don't need the Wall Street Journal to pony up and jump in with America Tonight for us to do some calls to tell you. Without a doubt, I've come across more people who say they don't want to do anything. They're not going to vote, period, because they just feel so disillusioned and they don't want to vote for anybody. So they're not interested in the current president at all, but they're not interested in Romney either, even if it's a block to get Obama out, which is surprising to me. I thought originally if Romney does win, that part of it would be that people were tired of what was happening the last 4 years and were willing to make a leap, even if they weren't completely on board with Romney. Now I'm thinking, geez, a lot of people might just not vote at all. That can't bode well for the Republicans, and it might not bode well for the Democrats either, because younger people aren't registered to vote. A lot of younger people who voted last time, maybe for the first time, aren't going to vote this time around, or at least that's what a lot are saying. The Republicans think they'll get that runoff, but next week is a very big week for the debate season to kick off. I think it'll be entertaining, and I think we may see a few things come out of those debates, or maybe not. Maybe it'll be very milquetoasty, same old, a little back and forth, maybe a little cut here or there, disagreements completely on what's happening in the Middle East, the economy. Naturally, that's not a surprise because we know that, right? Rents Priebus, who is the man behind the Republican Party, he's the chair, he says, this is it, baby. We are coming to the promised land. We believe. Do you believe?
I think we can look back at last week as a campaign in a couple months and say, this was the defining week in both campaigns. I think that we had a good week last week, I think in retrospect, in that we were able to frame up the debate last week in the sense of what future do we want.
Yeah, what future do we want? He's saying that don't count us out because of last week, since Romney had a rough week of explaining the comments that were taped at the big fundraiser and the secret camera video that happened back in May was mysteriously released in September, strategically released in September through Mother Jones. And does that have an effect on Romney's chances or not? So he's saying, yeah, this is a defining moment, but it's not an anti moment for Romney, even though people are, you know, some people are saying that. Interesting, huh? I think that we can look at Gallup, we can look at Rasmussen, we can look at CNN, we can look at Wall Street Journal, NBC, all that. We can take all the polls of polls. And ultimately, there is something to the polls, but as you get closer and things tighten up, when we're just a few weeks out, that's when truly you see where the numbers are, especially on the heels of these debates. After the debates, something might change. Maybe not. Maybe there's not some dramatic switch that goes off in people's heads and they make people decide they're going to vote or they're going to vote in a different direction. But certainly there's a reason why we do debates. Traditionally, if you look at politics, why the debates? To get the word out, to go through the issues, to hear what they have to say, to see them go against each other. Here's my point of view. Here's yours. So what do you think? We're offering them up. We're both here. We can go at it. We can go have a rebuttal, and we can answer charges of, well, you didn't do this, or when you were governor, you did this, or what about Obamacare, and here's really what the Congressional Budget Office is saying. It's going to be a lot of numbers. It's going to be a lot of this is where we're at. This is the trillions, the 16 trillion we're in debt, the deficit, and that we have to cut spending, but we can't do this. It's going to be a lot of that. It's going to be a lot of defense, I think, from Obama, a lot of offense from Romney, but maybe just as much offense from Obama as well. And three debates is a good, I think, litmus test. If there's something that you really feel that you haven't gotten answered, it's a good way to see week after week as we get closer and further away from them if you're getting the answers you want to get on the economy. And ultimately, you got to ask yourself this question too. How much does the president play a role into what's happening in the economy? Don't forget, we have all the House seats up and 33 Senate seats up. That's the legislative branch, folks. They're the people who ultimately are making the laws, for goodness sakes. And that's why they have such a dismal approval rating. We're punting. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk. Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world, camel milk, has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best kept health secret ever.
Once again on America Tonight, you know, we do this business thing. I've been talking about Apple stock. I used to do a tech show, and Apple was like $200 a share. Now it's well above $700 a share. In fact, it was like $702 and change. Crazy. I was talking to an analyst today who thinks it may go up to $875. We'll see if that happens. So it's time to dive into It's Your Business. This time around, I'm going to introduce you to a guy who I think can help in the sense of what happens when you're doing the sales thing and you're the king of the hill, and then maybe you get a little stale. He's got a great company. His name is Scott Sherwin. He's the president of a group called Sandler Training. It's sales mastery consultants, and it's in a place called Arlington, Texas. You know where Arlington is. Of course, it's where the Texas Rangers play. Hey, Scott, thanks for hanging out with us here on America Tonight.
Hey, thank you, Kate, very much. Don't forget the Cowboys.
That's right. I keep forgetting that. You're right. The Cowboys are literally across the street from the Texas Rangers. And there you are. And you know what? In your backyard, besides that, you also have, I think it's the Bowling Hall of Fame is there, too.
You know, I'm sorry to say I haven't been there lately, but thank you so much for the advice.
So you've been doing the sales thing. You started in the mid-'80s. So the first question is, how much has the sales profession changed? I know that's a big umbrella because there's sales of all different kinds. But sales is sales is sales. And I think, Scott, everybody needs to know how to sell no matter what it is you do for a living. But how much have you seen the business, let's say, overall change?
You know what's remarkable? You would think immediately that everyone would say it has changed. It really hasn't changed. There's old traditional selling, which we call the old Tom Hopkins selling, or everyone grew up thinking, I'm going to do what Zig Ziglar says, I'm going to get motivated and get people excited. The problem is that salespeople still have that poor stereotype where 5% of salespeople across the world give 95% of really good people that name. And And so sales has changed only if salespeople determine that they got to quit selling and making it about themselves and how great they are and forget about themselves and make it all about the prospect. And then you can have a conversation. But generally speaking, until people decide to change their personalities and behavior, sales has not changed.
And you see that when you go into companies and you work with them, you see that people don't understand why it's not working and they're doing cold, what we would call cold calling or a lot of other things, and they don't understand why all of a sudden they don't have a hot hand. And when you dig deeper, you find out some of these things that you just mentioned.
Well, it's funny because if you think about what you were when you were a kid and why you got recognition, the person who raised their hand in class when the teacher called and answered the question was the one who got the pat on the back. The one who didn't answer the question didn't. Sales should be the opposite of that. We shouldn't be telling people what to do. We should be asking people. We should be discovering. We should be helping them understand where they're being underserved. And if there's a solution, they should discover it. We shouldn't have to tell them. And so salespeople believe, we call it the default system. You default to telling and telling and pretty much vomiting all over the prospect. And the whole time they're smiling, they're probably singing the Star Spangled Banner in their head because they don't care. It's not about them.
Yeah. Yeah, that, I mean, that's such a great tip. It's so true. Absolutely. And you definitely have a track record in what we would call non-traditional selling approaches, right? And that's through all this training and all the reinforcement of some of the things you just mentioned. Is that part of what you would do?
It is, and the risk of sounding like I'm on this radio program to talk about what I do, the differences people would say, if someone says to me, why are you the best sales trainer, I have an answer. But if you ask a traditional sales person, why should I use your company, they're going to throw up all their features and benefits. If somebody asks me why they should use me in a systematic selling program and get ongoing reinforcement, I would say, I'm not sure that you should. Tell me about your issues and concerns. We can figure that out. I may or may not be a fit for you. That's what has to happen. We have to have blatant, honest conversations and allow the prospect to feel like this is, I have their interest in mind, not my interest alone.
Yeah. Have you ever, in doing that, have you ever come to an agreement that, you know what, this just isn't going to work for us and it's not going to work for you?
I actually teach that. I teach if you own the no, not the K-N-O-W, the N-O, if you own the no and did not worry about it, and you believed I'm independently wealthy and do not need the business, number one, and number two, that every prospect is not qualified to be a customer. If you believe those two things, then you can qualify them and find out if they're the right fit for your product and not feel like if you're selling them, you're qualifying them, and you're a consultant, a counselor, a mentor. You're not a salesperson, and that's the type of relationship people want. They don't want it. They don't want this disingenuous crap.
Yeah.
Crap on the radio?
You did it. You can. I say it all the time. That's funny. We're like kindred spirits. When you said the word no, I was like, oh, that's like a light bulb moment for me. I gave a speech and I used the word no, and for similar reasons for what you're talking about. And everybody looked at me like I had five heads. But afterwards, I had so many people come up to me and they wanted me to go and speak to their groups. I was like, nobody told you never to say no. They said, you always have to say yes.
It's ridiculous. We call it an upfront contract. And you meet with someone, you say, hey, we're going to meet for half an hour. You're going to have questions. You're going to want to know about X, Y, and Z. I'm going to want to know about this. And typically, at the end of the meeting, Mr. Prospect, two things that happen. One will be, we'll figure out if we're a fit. If we're a fit, we'll talk about what next steps look like. If we're not, are you comfortable telling me no? Because most people would say, think it over, be polite. On the other hand, would you be comfortable or uncomfortable if I didn't think we're a fit and I told you no? Would that offend you? We certainly want to get on the right page here. But we need to have the agreement at every meeting we're either going to move forward or we're going to end it. There's no reason to play the think it over, wait for the phone call game. That wastes too much time and effort.
Yeah, I so agree. I hate the whole thing about the, and maybe it goes back to dating. That's the same thing they tell Scott people dating. Just look at the phone. Just watch the phone and see what happens. Forget the whole phone thing. Absolutely. And the one thing we know that has changed is some of the tools have changed because of technology. I would think in the sales business, it's better, bigger, and badder because you have more ways to really reach people. Is that right?
I think social media is making a huge impact. But when it comes down to it, it's still a relationship business. There are businesses that protect themselves and they go out to bid or they use consultants. They put people on spreadsheets. But you'll see year after year after year, the ones they choose at the lowest cost, they don't end up doing that the second year because you do get what you pay for. You get less services, you get less response. And social media has helped that confidence and trust level, and that's why people buy.
Yeah. When you go in, I'm sure some of the groups have been big, and then probably is it where you might have mid-level folks and then some that are new? Do you break it down like that when you go in and you have a client?
When you say break it down, you're talking about the different levels of the organization.
Sure, sure.
I would say I don't train any company unless we perform what we call a sales culture. You have to change it, the attitudes, the behaviors, and the techniques. Where traditional selling would say, learn to say this, and they will buy from you. Well, most people are so uncomfortable saying stupid, disingenuous things. You've got to have the right behaviors, which is a consistent way of using best practices. You have to have the right attitude, which is an attitude of possibilities, and keep your confidence up and work at that every day and practice that. And then you can use tactics that are effective in communication. I'll give you a quick example. If you're going to a counselor, I know none of us here on the phone would ever go to a counselor for any reason, but pretend you did.
Mm-hmm.
And the counselor, you said to the counselor, I don't like what you're doing. I'm not sure you can help me. If the counselor was a salesperson, you know what they would say? You're wrong, and I'm going to show you why I can help you. But what I want a salesperson to be is a counselor and say, you may be right, but you said that for a reason. What's going on?
Yeah, that's good.
And so we don't want to be salespeople. We want to be mentors and consultants, and we think we have to throw up and tell.
Mm-hmm.
And as I said before, if you don't understand the prospect, it's a science how to learn to understand them and do it right, they're going to see right through you. You have to be yourself, and you have to be genuine and tell them, hey, I'm uncomfortable talking right now, and I'm feeling a lot of stress and pressure. Are you feeling the same thing?
Yeah.
Instead of fighting your way through it like all the old salespeople tell you.
Sure. I was just thinking of this. It's like the lines that you have to say, this was a terrible. Somebody tried to sell me a house one time, and they must have said this to me 10 times. Can you see yourself in this house?
Oh, God.
Oh, don't use that, please. This is not going to happen. This is bad.
Well, my son's in Chicago. He's buying a new car. He works for Motorola. They're bought by Google, so he's now safe. They've gone through the layoffs. He's buying a car. He calls me, and he says, Dad, this guy said in writing he would sell me this car, and this is the price he agreed upon. I said, son, what he is going to do is tell you that car is no longer available, and they just so happen to have a similar one, but it's $2,000 more. You can bet on it, and this is how you handle it. You have to stick to your gun. So he called the guy back, said, I'm coming to see the car. The guy said, oh, man, I didn't know, but somebody else had a contract on it. I don't have it, but I do have this other one. And that's why salespeople get the bad name, because salespeople are some of them are so disingenuous. It's all about them, not the customer.
Yeah. We have to have you back on again. Scott Sherman, you were a delight. We'll have to do the all-time worst sales lines. That would be fun.
Thank you. That would be. And, no, you're a delight. I'm here because this is.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Wow, people go crazy for Trader Joe's. Every time they open up a Trader Joe's in the West or the South or the Southwest, people just go bonkers. They wait in line forever to be some of the first people to go into the store. They can't be happy about this. Their peanut butter has been linked to 29 salmonella cases, and that's bad news. That means that that's an to me, that seems like an abundance of cases. So the FDA and the Centers for Disease Control determined that the peanut butter, hey, this was part of the outbreak. The salmonella came from this. And so 29 cases in 18 states. It's Trader Joe's creamy salted Valencia peanut butter. And it's popular, obviously. It's so not good. Don't you hate that? Salmonella has, somebody explained it to me best. Think of the worst day of your life and then multiply it by two more days. So you're sick. You're like green at the gills. You have abdominal pains. And it kicks in, you know, maybe a day or two after you realize that, you know, something's wrong. And who knows? And you don't know what it is. So as soon as they started to link these things together, immediately immediately they get the word out and do the recall thing so that people can get in there and they can get them off the shelves and not make it any worse, because that is definitely very, 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 very popular. And so that means a lot of people pick that stuff up, and who knows how much is floating around out there. Apple had a huge week with the iPhone 5. So a share of Apple at one point went up to $702. And I've been reading a lot of different stories on it. They say that Apple shares could actually top $1,600 maybe in 3 years. That would be incredible if it continues to stay on fire. Of course, they had problems with their Apple Maps. Wasn't good. If they continue to trend upwards anyway, then it could become, or Apple could become, the first company to ever be valued at $1 trillion. That's what they're saying. $1 trillion. That's like mind-blowing. Steve Jobs, if you read the book about Steve Jobs, he might have been a guy who could be a jerk to some of the people he worked for, God rest his soul, but he was brilliant. He wasn't the person who tinkered with all of it. He just knew to pull it all together so that you became Apple-ized and you had to have all the Apple products that went together, the iPad, the iPhone, all of that stuff, to be able to plug yourself in. And it's the how fast it's grown is just incredible. So it really could become the first company to hit that $1 trillion mark. I mean, it's definitely destroyed everything in its path with cell phones and with laptops. Nokia, Sony, Research in Motion, Dell, Hewlett-Packard. I mean, they're just stunned, but I think, really, by what's happened with Apple, and they probably wish that they could find themselves in the same situation. And when you think about it, too, Steve Jobs is a guy who, imagine this, was fired from Apple. Fired from Apple, and then they hired him back because he turned things around. It looked like they were crashing. They were crashing. And he had the golden touch. He just knew. He really did. He really knew how to run that company. All right, this is sad, because if you put a bucket list together and you think of the things that you'd want to go and do, a lot of people put Nepal on their list, and they talk about a couple of different reasons why they want to go to Nepal, including to climb some amazing places like Kathmandu. You know, you hear that old song about Kathmandu? A lot of Americans do this. Well, rescue helicopters were all over the place on the Nepal peaks, because there were a bunch of climbers that got lost in yet another avalanche. They've had some problems with this. Nine mountaineers were injured. Sometimes you got a lot of, you certainly have a lot of Americans that go there, but these climbers were French, German, and Italian. There was an avalanche a day before that had two dozen climbers that were in the slopes. And this is the world's eighth highest peak that we're talking about. And this is the climbing season. They call it the autumn climbing season. A lot of times it's the end of the monsoons, so it makes the weather kind of unpredictable, I guess. In one sense, that's what's so thrilling about it. In another sense, that's what's so scary about it. So it's Monday in Nepal, and they've got nine people dead, and they're concerned about others. 10 climbers survived. Some were injured. They were flown to hospitals by rescue helicopters. And you had just one of those disasters. When an avalanche hits, you're in the wrong place, and that's it. Nepal has 8 of the 14th highest peaks in the world, and I think that's what makes it so attractive to people to go there. And climbers in the last couple of years that I can remember reading stuff about have said that the conditions have definitely deteriorated, and the risks of accidents have absolutely increased. I mean, even veteran mountain guide type people have complained about, you know, worried about the weather and some of the things that they've seen in these high peaks. And as much as I would love to see Kathmandu, boy, I don't know that I would be that person that would be climbing up in one of those mountain peak areas. I think you have to really, really have a gift for climbing, feel comfortable around the ropes, trust your guides, get the whole breathing thing to even attempt to do that. And that can be part of the problem, too, because sometimes you've got beginners that are mixed in there that feel like they're in good shape and feel like they can do it, but ultimately they cause havoc on some of those, I'll call them rope lines, that's not what they say, but on some of those lines. This is a shocker. Ohio State in the news again. Why? Because the Ohio State University president, it's E. Gordon Gee, they say has spent, ready for this, $7.7 million on top of his record-setting compensation to travel, entertain, and maintain what is almost a 10,000-square-foot mansion. The Dayton Daily News started to look into his financing, and they detailed his spending. So he has... See, we're all in the wrong career, folks. We just needed to go into academics, but not in the classroom, because you know, being the teacher, you don't want to be the teacher. You got to climb above that. So, as a president of a university, he was making $8.6 million in salary and benefits, and he's been there since October of 2007. So when he's traveling around the world, he's staying in luxury hotels. He is shuttled off in limousines. He's at country clubs and restaurants. Throws a ton of parties for thousands of guests. And I'll tell you what, if I'm someone representing this guy, they have to start proving that the parties equal themselves out because he raises millions for the school or something. And the university says endowments and private donations, not tuition or tax dollars, are used for the travel and the use of the house that he has. But still, does that not seem extravagant? It seems extravagant to me. I mean, what are they doing at Ohio State? They can't attract people to university just by normal means. Somehow he's got to be this guy who looks like Mr. Gotcha Big Bucks guy. I think most people will look at that. Most of the Ohio State people, not the big-time contributors, not the fabulously rich alums, they don't even care, but the person who goes to Penn State is still going to look at that with a jaundiced eye. Absolutely, they're going to look at it funny. All right, I happened to see this when I was cruising around on the internet, and we talk about drones so much and privacy and all of that. In fact, this was a heavy conversation last week on America Tonight. How do we feel about drones in the neighborhoods? Well, they did a poll at Monmouth University, and they just published this poll, and the poll showed that only 15% of Americans say that they are not at all concerned that the use of drones by law enforcement will invade their privacy. So let me be clear on that. Only 15% say they are not concerned. 67%, that means you, Mr. and Mrs. Nook and Cranny, say that they're opposed to police using drones to issue speeding tickets. I'm right there with you. We've talked about this a long, long time ago. The Government Accountability Office says that the law enforcement, which would be, you know, the local cops, whatever, are the greatest potential users of the small drones. Domestically, state and local law types are the ones that will probably use the unmanned aircraft in the near future. And you know what they look like. It's pretty small, off in the distance, it'd be tough to see them. So the Monmouth poll sampled almost 2,000 Americans, and they were asked about how concerned they would be in their neighborhood, and only 23% said they supported the use of drones to issue speeding tickets. 23%. Yeah, I'm right there with you. It's creepy, I think. Way too creepy. I mean, look, they're already getting us with the stoplight cameras. They're already chasing us down the old-fashioned way, right, with the speed guns. There are a lot of ways to trip up people. And the drones, I think it's... Save it for war. Save it for war to surveil other people. Stay with us.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Here in America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. A couple of quick reminders. Like next week, we're going to be broadcasting a couple of shows from Ireland. That should be fun. Dublin, visiting Dublin and Belfast. There's a thing called The Gathering in Ireland. They're hoping to get a lot of people with Irish roots to come back to Ireland and trace those roots, whatever small towns or some of those Irish nooks and crannies that you might be from. And we're actually tracing my family's roots in a place called Tullamore. You might have heard of Tullamore Dew. It's the liquor. Isn't everything related to that? But no, I joke. Tullamore, the Fitzgerald side of my family, and then the Delaneys are from a place called Cork, so we'll see how far we get. You know, now, if I was super, super famous, they do that NBC show, I think it's called Where Are You From, or it can't be Where Are You From, it's some other show, I can't think of the name of it, something about where did you start or whatever. It doesn't seem like they would say where are you from, but they have famous celebrities that go back and chase these crazy roots and take them all over the place and find all these relatives from eons ago that they had no idea that they were related to. So that's next week on ATN. And Bob Long is going to fill in for me for a couple of days. He's a great Motorhead man who knows a lot about a lot of things. And he'll be in for a couple of days, too, next week after I'm on for 2 days in Ireland, Monday and Tuesday. Plus, we have coming up at the tail end of this week another nail the score. Nobody nailed the score this time around in the Vikings game. Nobody got it. A lot of people picked the Vikings over the Colts, but they didn't get the exact score. And that's the thing. Nailing the score. You're predicting. You're looking into the magic eight ball and trying to come up with a number like Dave in Vermont did. He did it the first week out. Maybe you'll be one of the lucky people that does it in the upcoming weeks. Maybe this is your week. This is the week for a very big sea turtle. I had no idea. Well, I shouldn't say that. I knew sea turtles could get really, really big. But can you imagine? Picture in your mind for a second. 655-pound sea turtle. That is a lot of sea turtle. So the New England Aquarium in Boston says they released this leatherback sea turtle into Cape Cod waters. They treated it for dehydration. It had shock and trauma, they think, because the turtle was stranded near the tip of the Cape. At the aquarium, they say the male turtle was underweight, and lethargic, and a large chunk of its left flipper was missing. It looked like some kind of trauma, something had happened to it. So 7 feet long, 655, tipping the scales at 655, nursing it a little bit back to health, putting it back out there. And you know, you think of the shark thing that's happening in Cape Cod, and now this turtle thing, and they've had other turtles that have leatherbacks that have been found there in the beaches in Cape Cod. Boy, Cape Cod is, it's like a net that catches all kinds of things. I've been to Cape Cod like twice. Never saw a shark. Never saw a giant turtle. Never. A New Jersey boy, a six-year-old New Jersey boy, was, this is a sad story, but a story of sibling love. A New Jersey boy, 6 years old, was killed saving his sister in an attack. The police are talking about this a little bit, giving some details because people are interested in finding out more about what happened. And, you know, think of six and seven, how young. But the six-year-old boy's throat was actually cut by somebody who was totally trashed on PCP, laced marijuana is what the cops say. And he died when he was trying to save his sister. She was being assaulted. And the kid went to go and save her, and that's what happened. He turned around and slashed her, and this happened in Camden, New Jersey. They have the guy, it was a middle-of-the-night attack, and it's a 31-year-old guy. This guy named Osvaldo Rivera is, say that his bail's been set at $5 million, and he was so trashed out of his head when he was interrogated, He was sobbing and said, how badly did I hurt them? And he killed the kid is what happened. So it was the second time in less than 2 weeks that somebody in that town of Camden, New Jersey, who was out of their mind on drugs, killed a kid. They had a story that made huge national news of a woman who decapitated her two-year-old son, called 911, said that she stabbed the kid, and then killed herself. Oh, boy, I'll tell you what. If there was ever a thing about drugs and violence and out of control, and this is the same place in New Jersey where the budget has been so tight that they're pretty much getting rid of police. Most of the police in Camden, because they can't afford to keep the patrols, so that's where they're making their cuts. the people there. How safe are they? And what is a very nightmarish, sadly, a nightmarish area, not too far from, just over the bridge from Philadelphia. And, I mean, just an absolutely terrible when it comes to murders and when it comes to drug, crazy drug running. Remember the sniper, the Washington, D.C. sniper? He had ties to Camden, New Jersey. So can you imagine what it would be like there without a solid police force, having to really do bare bones and then try to get that money back and get more people back on the job in Camden? It's too bad, because it's actually in this interesting part of southern New Jersey where you're right there by Philadelphia, and they've got an aquarium in Camden that's one of the best aquariums I think I've ever been to, and they have a little minor league ballpark there, and Campbell Soup, their headquarters is right there in Camden, New Jersey, too. So there are these areas that are decent, but so much is overwhelmed with poverty and problems and drugs and very, very scary. There's even a branch of Rutgers that's there, too. One of the Rutgers University, which is in northern New Jersey, a huge branch is there as well. And for some of the students that go there, they don't want to take any night classes there because they're afraid. They're worried about how safe they are walking on that campus. All right, and finally we go from the worst to the elite. The things inside of Brooke Astor's New York house, in fact, several of the houses, are now going to be auctioned off. She was like a philanthropist, a host. You've heard the name Brooke Astor probably. And she was big with animals. She had tons of animals and dogs and all that kind of stuff. Well, here's the bottom line. So she had a 14-room, what do you think this ran her? 14-room duplex on Park Avenue. She had a country estate that overlooked the Hudson River, and they're taking all the stuff that was in those houses, like 900-some things, and they're auctioning them off. I can only imagine what kind of money that this would bring in, because you're talking jewelry and tea sets and, European furnishing stuff. They're doing a two-day auction. Brooke Astor died in 2007. She was 105 years old. 105. She was famous, actually, for saying that money is like manure. It should be spread around. So somebody's going to be spreading around some money and ponying up big coin for, I'm sure, anything that they would possibly go and bid on. I mean, to her credit, she had so much money. She donated a ton of dough to the public library, to the Museum of Art, to, charities, all that kind of stuff. So she did keep a lot of people and a lot of charities going there, for what it's worth.
Watch your language in front of the lady, punk!
Oh, man. Radio?
Yes, talk radio.
So boring, man.
Okay.
I'm stupid. You're smart.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.